This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here. Take control of the airwaves via our toll-free number, which is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, so jump into one of those if you want to sound like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And in that studio with you, it's Ian.
I'm Laurel.
And I'm Johnson.
As I said, you can bring up whatever you want. Laurel, we're starting tonight with a surprising decision by somebody at the IMF.
Now,
I don't know a whole lot about the story, but you did tell me briefly beforehand that people who kind of know what to expect from this organization might be surprised by what they said. Let's get into it.
Okay, well, this is an article from NPR entitled, "A Guardian of Global Capitalism Warns Capitalism Has a Problem." Okay, so right off the bat, we're thinking they're anti-capitalist. What is this? So I'm actually going to skip the first two paragraphs because they're not very interesting.
Okay, thank you for that.
So we start in the third paragraph. Wendy Chen, an economist in the IMF's research department, presented the findings of an impressive study that can be found in Chapter 2 of the IMF's World Economic Outlook.
It's the International Monetary Fund.
Yes.
This is like a monster kind of bureaucratic banking.
If you're anti-globalist, you do not like the IMF.
Okay.
Yeah, they lend money to third world countries.
Evildoers.
And then when those third world countries can't pay it back, then the IMF makes arrangements with them.
They take collateral, right?
In exchange for that country doing what the IMF says.
Right.
So it's how they take control of.
There's a book written by a guy, what was it called, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, a lot of people talk about, where he was involved in that kind of business, if you want to call it that.
Right. So going on, Chen gave us the sense that something fundamental in the economy has changed and that capitalism may be going haywire. The reason? Companies are getting too powerful. Yeah, I think we've heard this line from a number of Democratic candidates for president.
Well, they may not be wrong, necessarily. I mean, there are some mega corporations out there with mega influence in government and mega protection from their buddies in government. It's not a left or right problem because these corporations give money to all of them.
I have
But you see this as a problem if you think that government is ever the solution, right?
So instead of looking at government as another corporation.
Well, right. Or that government is ruining capitalism, not capitalism is the problem.
Mm-hmm. You
know? It's the government part that is causing the issues.
So there's an example that she provides. So Chen began her talk with a personal story. In 2016, Chen's six-month-old daughter, Lily, suffered a severe allergic reaction from eating dairy. Shouldn't be eating dairy at 6 months. Anyway, Lily is okay now, but Chen and her spouse now carry EpiPens in case Lily has another attack. The first time Chen bought the epinephrine device, she was outraged by the cost, more than $600 for a two-pack. It has been widely reported the company had raised their price 500% since 2009.
Whew.
Just as an aside, you don't need an EpiPen to get the effects. You can go get epinephrine and just inject it. You don't need
that,
and it's like $15. But people don't want to do that. The EpiPen is easier to use, and insurance covers it. Anyway, the EpiPen pricing tale provides an extreme example of what economists call a price markup, which is when a company charges a price for something that is higher than the cost of producing it. Isn't that
everything? Duh, that's how you do business.
That's how you make money.
If you don't do that, you go out of business
eventually. Right. In the fairy tale version of capitalism, competition takes away the power of companies to mark up their prices. No, it doesn't.
So this is an editorial piece by NPR in this case.
Yep.
I mean, of course, they can pepper their news with editorial comments. Maybe that's what it is as well. But No, I mean, yeah, competition does bring prices down.
But if there's no profit in that industry, you change industries.
Yeah.
So
right, profit's a signal to people. Like, if there's a lot of profit being made, then that's a signal to other people saying, "Hey, there's a whole opportunity over here. There's profit to be made. Come on in."
And then
if enough people come in, the profits go down. Uh-huh. But they should still be making a profit. Otherwise, they're doing something wrong with their company. And then when profits go down enough, then it won't be as attractive to other people to come in and kind of shake up the marketplace. Although every now and then you'll see some disruptors come in, like Uber or Lyft, mm-hmm. that come into an established marketplace,
and then the government tries to stop them.
Well, yeah,
or
they
rather
do.
The other businesses get the government to stop.
Exactly.
Them. Okay. In the fairy tale version of capitalism, competition takes away the power of companies to mark up their prices and forces them to sell their products at the price it costs to make them. Again, it's true.
When has that ever happened? The only time that's ever happened is like as a loss leader kind of item, Christmas time, you get the Black Friday sales, and it's like, this deal is too good to be true kind of pricing. In a lot of cases, they may be selling it for cost, or perhaps even slightly below cost.
To get you in the store.
In order to get you through the doors. But mm-hmm. guaranteed, the rest of the store is, normal price or a few sale items, but they're not doing that on every item in the store. It's just, the 33-inch TV or whatever it is that they've picked mm-hmm. as what they call the loss leader. And there's a name for that, too, NPR. Loss leader. It means they're taking a loss.
Right, right. Chen and colleagues recently studied the price markups of a jaw-dropping number of companies, almost 1 million across 27 countries. It should really be all of them. They found that market power is growing, especially in advanced countries, where companies increase their markups by an average of 8% between 2000 and 2015. They already have markups, but they're increasing those markups by 8%. Hmm. It doesn't sound like an incredible increase to me. Well, it's actually less than inflation, because inflation should be about 3% per year, and this is 8% over a period of 15 years.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, the increase in market power has occurred in a wide range of industries, from tech to pharmaceuticals to energy to finance. What is really remarkable here is that we find it's a small fraction of firms within every industry that's really driving this increase in market power, Chen said. These top-tier firms increased their markups by over 30% over the last couple decades. Again,
the only time you can increase your markup like that is if you have like a guaranteed market being made for you by the government. Because if you are in a situation where, let's say, you have a government-granted monopoly, you mm-hmm. are the power company, you're the cable company or something like that. If there's truly no other competitor in the marketplace and the government prevents other competitors from coming in, then there really isn't anything stopping you beyond, a protest and people throwing themselves into your gears. There's really nothing stopping you from raising the price. Also, similarly, if you're in an oligopoly situation where the government restricts the marketplace to only so many players, a very limited number of them, then to some extent they could cartelize and they could agree to raise prices together, mm-hmm. Presuming one of the companies doesn't break the cartel and drop their prices back down. So under those circumstances where they have the coercive state in their pocket, basically, to be able to restrict competition, only then would you really see crazy markups like you're talking about, like 33%. Because if you mark something up 8%, and my product is just as good, and it's still down at the old price, well, then, I'm going to get some of your business. Mm-hmm. So, in an open marketplace, what you're talking about just doesn't make any sense. And it's not probably an open marketplace. They're probably talking about mega companies that have government protections.
Right, right. But then also, some of the tech companies that are really making the most money aren't selling anything directly to the end user. They're selling mm-hmm. advertising. Like
sure.
Google doesn't cost me anything to use it.
Well, we sell advertising, too.
Except my personal information,
Sure.
Same thing with Facebook and stuff. So anyway, moving on. This is about more than just consumers having to pay more at the store. The IMF's economists connect rising market power to a range of worrisome trends in the overall economy. Lackluster business investment, sluggish productivity growth, declining innovation, and increasing inequality. They estimate that if price markups had remained at their 2000 levels, GDP in the average advanced country would be about 1% higher. If market power is not kept in check, these negative impacts might actually worsen.
This is a new term for me. I've never heard market power before. And I'm curious to know what their definition is or what the definition is of so-called market power. How do you get market power? What does it have to do? You know, what are the factors that they're considering here? 855-450-FREE is the number. 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. And I want you to know about ForkFest 2019. You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians. Coming up this summer, it's June 13th through the 18th. I heard recently that Ernest Hancock from Declare Your Independence is very excited about promoting ForkFest 2019. There's a lot more buzz about the event this year. A lot of people are talking in the ForkFest Telegram chat room, which you can get access to over at forkfest.party. Just had Taryn Lupo, longtime listeners will remember Taryn's name as a sometime co-host and infrequent guest here on Free Talk Live. He sounds like he's pretty jazzed up, was talking about making a video promotion for ForkFest, and he just joined the ForkFest forum earlier today. So if you haven't hopped on over there, you can do that. And the ForkFest forum is also the same forum that's it's got the Free Talk Live forum on it as well. So just head over to forkfest.party and get connected there with other ForkFesters. It's a decentralized libertarian camping event, meaning that there's no board of directors, there's no single person who's in charge of the event. That means there's no tickets. So you don't have to pay for tickets to go to this event. You just have to, you know, get your campground or your campsite or RV site. There's also a motel on the property as well. So whatever it is that you want to stay in, just get in touch with the folks at Rogers Campground. It's a beautiful location there in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. June 13th through the 18th, go to forkfest.party as we go to your calls and thoughts. We got more on this IMF story that Laurel's sharing with us about these market powerful corporations. And Johnson, you and I both went to look this one up, so we'll get into what's the definition of market power coming up here. But Dave is in New Hampshire, and Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Dave? In New Hampshire. Dave going once. Dave going twice. Maybe we'll check back. There might be some technical difficulties there on our network side. So before we get back into the story, Johnson, do you have it pulled up? If not, I've got it here.
No.
Okay, so according to OECD.org, I'm not sure what that stands for, but it's the first thing that comes up when you Google market power. Definition: market power refers to the ability of a firm or a group of firms to raise and maintain price above the level that would prevail under competition. That is referred to as market or monopoly power. Now, isn't it interesting that NPR didn't use the more accurate term in this case, which is monopoly power? These are things, as I pointed out, you know, without ever having heard the term before, like, that's only possible. What you were describing, mm-hmm. Laurel, in this article from NPR about they're complaining about these big corporations with all this market power. They're raising their prices to 8%, 30%, I think, 33%.
Yeah, they said a million in 27 countries. They can't have a million monopolies in 27 countries. They were complaining 8% over a period of 15 years. And
well,
then 30%.
Not all monopolies, right?
Could
be
oligopolies. You should know about the OECD, though. It's a massive organization. So the OECD is the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development.
Okay.
It is basically all the first world countries are members of this massive kind of organization for, I guess, trade.
Okay. Gotcha. You know, so it's U.S., huge, France, U.K.,
it's
Canada.
It's actually headquartered in Paris, mm-hmm. is the OECD. So, yeah.
All right. So we're going to continue here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Our number is 855-450-FREE. So clearly, market power is a measurement of how protected a market actor is. I mean, you shouldn't even really call them a market actor because they're working in a closed market. They're certainly not a free market actor. Mm-hmm. They're not even a low regulation market. These are highly regulated marketplaces where the number of competitors is extremely limited, and that's the only reason why these things are
and
possible.
The IMF actually agrees with you.
All right.
But we'll get to that in a minute. As for why, continuing with the article, as for why we're seeing a rising tide of market power, the IMF doesn't have solid answers. The fact that it's occurring in virtually every industry across the developed world, and I thought that was interesting, virtually every industry across the developed world suggests it may be broad technological changes that reward winning. One driver may be network effects, which makes a service get even better as more people use it and thus harder to compete against. As an example,
Facebook is a classic example.
Well, this has the example as Google with mm-hmm. billions of searches a day, each one making the next work a little better. So they have their computers learn. So
sure.
The more you use it, the better it gets. Google's self-reinforcing popularity has become a moat filled with sharks
verb,
for competitors.
Right? Like it's become Google, and I mean, I use it. And I bet a lot of other people are using that.
I try not to, but Bing just isn't as good. I'm sorry, Bing. Get better. I want to use you.
Well, I mean, there are some alternatives that don't have, you know, the big mega corporations behind them.
DuckDuckGo, StartPage.net.
Right. These are two that, well, they kind of piggyback off of Google, from what I understand. Yeah. But they make it so you're searching anonymously, or at least as much as anonymous as you can get through a, you know.
I've given up on any of them being good.
Really?
Yeah, they've never, you know, I've never.
They're just not returning the results like Google does?
Oh, yeah. I've never found a search engine that even comes close.
Wow.
Personally, from my personal opinion. I don't know.
So even the ones that are using Google's data are somehow manipulating the results in a way that makes it undesirable for
you? Or not manipulating the results, because I go ahead and I use all the things like, yeah, privacy is being violated. Yeah. To personalize my search results.
Right.
Thanks.
Yeah. It's actually pretty convenient. Look, we are in this, to some extent, we're in the age of a loss of privacy. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, been going on for a couple of decades now here, pretty steady. And Johnson's absolutely right. There are some benefits to getting rid of your privacy. I'm not saying people should get rid of their privacy, but it's getting harder now to be as private as you can
There's
be.
There's a fantastic book that's a play on words of the old Howard Stern movie, Private Parts.
Mm-hmm.
This book is by author Jeff Jarvis, who's been covering kind of technology and some of these issues for quite a long time, mm-hmm. Named Public Parts. And, you know, it's basically a book about the benefits of being more public online. And it kind of catalogs one of the issues that he catalogs in there is he had prostate cancer and went public about it online and, like, basically started self-documenting the entire process of what it's like to go through that. And, you know, that's a pretty personal issue.
Sure it is.
So, you know, he went and you know, all the benefits that he gained from doing that because... You know,
people
able to share experiences and
so,
talk to him and give him medical information and, you know, all sorts of stuff that you
he was able
get.
To make connections that he otherwise wouldn't have.
Yeah.
And, you know, also on the Google aspect that you were talking about, I use the Google Mail program for the Free Talk Live mail. When you send mail to us at freetalklive.com, it's going through Google. And you log in through Gmail and they've got hosted mail there. So they are now completing my sentences for me.
Oh, well, creepy. Creepy.
If you want them to.
Google's your girlfriend.
If you want them to. As you're typing now on Google's mail service, and I don't know if they've rolled this out to
everybody.
Good.
I find it to be, everybody everybody. I read online by a lot of like tech bloggers and whatnot. They're like, it's so amazing. It does such a good job.
It's not
for
that
me,
smart
it's
yet.
Been terrible.
It's like, not that smart yet.
No, it's like utterly terrible.
But sometimes it gets it right. Like sometimes it's what I was going to say. And then all I have to do is hit tab and it just fills in the rest of the line.
It'll get a word or two right for me occasionally. It never gets a sentence right.
I'm sure it has funny suggestions.
There's more on the way. No, I haven't laughed at it really. maybe laughed at how inept it's been. But, you know, it's a start, Johnson.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3737.
Marty had a start, too.
3-3. That's...
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is leading a congressional delegation on a visit to Europe, while in Ireland, the California Democrat commented on the fire at Paris's Notre Dame Cathedral.
What a tragedy, and just such an historic place, of course, a place of religion, a place of culture, a place of history. I remember going there with my family when I was a girl and taking my own children there, my grandchildren going, and just sort of a central place of faith.
On the topic of the 2020 election, Pelosi said everything is at stake. President Trump talked about his tax cuts while in Minnesota yesterday.
Thanks to our tremendous tax cuts, the biggest, Minnesota families are saving more than $5 billion on their 2018 tax bills. $5 billion.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Head over to discord.lrn.fm and jump into one of those, and then you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us, including me, Ian.
I'm Laurel.
And I'm Johnson.
And thanks to Ben Riley, by the way, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. That means Ben gives $5 a month to our AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and the idea is you send $5 a month in, we take that and invest it into Free Talk Live so we can get on more radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board with the show, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So if you like what we do here, then please join the AMP program. You can use PayPal, credit card, or Bitcoin BTC at amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get some cool perks as well. We're going to try Dave in New Hampshire one more time. I'm told that he is there now and that everything should be working. Dave, are you with us?
Yeah.
Excellent. We have you.
We've talked a few times over the years about Croydon, New Hampshire.
Yeah, that's a small town where there was a Supreme Court case that what did the court decide in that case? That there had to be some kind of like guarantee of education by the government?
No, it was more like they were legitimizing the effort to sort of do school choice.
Oh, okay. It was actually a good case, because there was one Supreme Court case that said that the government basically had to provide some kind of education. So Croydon kind of gave some level of school choice?
Yeah, there's a free stater who is the chair of the school board there, and I think been off and on for a long time. Mm-hmm. And so she was probably part of making it so that, the kids, you know, in that district could or at least, you know, in Croydon, could choose their school. They could choose, I think, pretty much any school that's not a religious school. And that has resulted in a couple things that happened. First of all, people have started, apparently, according to the regional paper, they've started flooding to move there.
And awesome.
It's like Adam Smith used to say, number one indicator of a successful society is an increase in population.
Now, when you say people, do you mean like free staters, libertarian
people
migration people,
no,
or just
people,
any
people
old people?
With kids. They want to bring their kids to live in the place like that where they can choose their school.
But I thought that that was true for a lot of New Hampshire. It's just Croydon?
I don't know. I think Croydon may be a little bit of a special case, again because they've got a libertarian on the, you know, running the school, or not running, but chairing the school board.
Gotcha.
And it was like a class or something that they shot up from 45 students, not a class, I'm sorry, 5 through 12, it was 5 through 12 grade, have gone from 45 students to 60 students.
Jeez, that's a lot of kids in a class.
Yeah, of course.
I don't think that you would want to necessarily get excited to move somewhere because of government schools. Are you saying it's government school classrooms that have 60 students in a class?
Well, I don't know about that. I just know that if you're there, you have some degree of school choice.
Mm-hmm. See, what I had heard, Dave, and it's too bad none of us, I mean, Laura, you've got kids, but they're already mostly grown up in private school, et cetera. But, you know, it's too bad we don't have somebody who's a little more knowledgeable on this, because my understanding is some of the Democrats in New Hampshire are very upset because there's some sort of program in New Hampshire that allows parents to do what you're talking about, is use some sort of allocation of funds to send, like you were saying, a kid to a non-religious school, a private school. But again, I'm the last person to ask about this. I just kind of hear things through the grapevine. So maybe somebody out there who knows a little bit more about it can call in.
There is something going on at the state level, and there was a Supreme Court hearing over that. I don't know if there was a Supreme Court hearing on Croydon or not. Actually, it may have been over just a statewide issue of whether.
Do you know when that Supreme Court hearing was? Was there a decision, or is it just being reviewed now?
There was one that I attended about 5 years ago. It's been back before the court since then, and I don't really know exactly where it stands right now.
You attended? You mean you went to Washington to watch?
No, he's talking about New Hampshire Supreme Court.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, Dave, thanks for bringing that up tonight. I don't know what else we can say about it.
Am I still on? Hello?
Yeah, you're here. I just, like I said, I don't know what else we can say about it, so go ahead.
Yeah, there's one other thing that was interesting. I guess there's an issue. There's now become an issue with keeping houses on the market. Houses are apparently getting sold as soon as they're put on the market in Croydon.
Okay. Thank you for the call tonight, Dave. I appreciate it.
People like to have the power to make their own decisions. How about that?
Right.
Yeah. Well, it would be nice if all these parents moving into the one place would actually, like, protest together and just refuse to pay the money to the state in the first place. Then what are they going to do?
Wait a minute, though. You said people like making their own decisions. That's not necessarily true. Apparently, if you're a Democrat, you like to be told what to do and by a bureaucrat that maybe you choose, maybe you don't.
What are you referring to?
I'm referring to the fact that these Democrats want to take people's choices away.
Mm.
It's not, you know, they're the ones who are against the free choice in this particular instance.
Or
right?
How about this? The ones who are voting that way, the choice is that they want to send their kids to public school. So it's not that they don't want to be able to make a choice. It's just that they've made their choice and they want everybody to have their choice.
But it's not like Johnson. It's not like the Republicans are leading some charge to get the government out of education. No, they all believe
a little
most
bit.
Of them,
yeah, I think
a little bit. Not a huge charge, but a little bit.
I mean, tweaking at the edges of this massive system, just for people that don't
know. Poorly, you know, like. There were these threats, right, that Betsy DeVos was going to do this, right?
This is at the national level.
This is at the national level, that we were going to suddenly see this huge influx of school
Right,
choice.
She's a homeschooling mom, so she's going to destroy the national education.
But the massive cowardice on the part of these people to actually get anything done, you know, so, yeah.
I have really mixed feelings about Betsy DeVos doing it, because I like that it would be happening, that we would be increasing school choice. I don't like that the federal government is telling the states what to do. So I have such mixed feelings.
Well, has anything like that happened?
What do you mean?
At the national level?
She's been trying, but no, she has had very little success.
I mean, when you say she's been trying, what does that mean?
She's been pushing school choice, and she's been talking about it.
But she can't do anything without Congress?
She really can't. Well, there's not that much that the federal government can do, because so much of education is in the hands of the state. So there's things where there can be...
Yeah, but the feds, one of the big complaints used to be that the feds would give 6% of the funding to state governments for schools, but control 90% of the decisions.
Right.
So, I mean, that's my understanding of what it was like. I don't think that's changed in any way, shape, or form under Betsy DeVos. And so, I mean, just... This whole idea that some personality is going to come into bureaucracy and completely reform it, or even do anything more than just barely scratch the surface, is pure fantasy.
I agree. However, it's still good to have somebody saying, I don't think it's a good idea. I don't think public school is the end-all be-all. I think maybe there's
government
something else.
Government school.
Right, yeah. Government school. That there may be something better. It's good to have more people saying it and more people of authority. Like, the more people, well, not that we like authority, but the more people who are saying it, the better.
Yeah, I don't believe in authority, personally. These are just men with guns who are willing to force their way on people, which is why I say, you know, it's a dream to imagine what would happen if you had a dozen families who basically said, yeah, we're just not going to pay for the government schools. We'll go ahead and homeschool our kids or unschool them. We're going to pull them out. And here in Keene, where we're doing the show, this is the southwestern corner of New Hampshire, the property taxes are roughly 70% are for education.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
I mean, that's insane. So we're talking about on a house like this, which is about a $200,000 house that it's the value that it was purchased at. You're looking at $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 a year in taxes on that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, do the math. 70% out of $8,000 in taxes is a huge chunk of change that every parent could, you know, really do something with. And if that money was actually being spent in a marketplace for education, then the kids would get better educations, way better than they would from the government
schools. In a minute, I have a pretty quick story about the police and school and my kids.
Oh, boy. All right. More coming up here. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. Whether it's on schools or privacy or whatever you want to discuss, this is Free Talk Live. And more on deregulation, too.
Yes.
So we'll come.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. Freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry. But I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. Freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business.
Try it free at grasshopper.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
The future of printing is here, and so are the savings.
The reinvented HP OfficeJet Pro printers are now at Staples.
They're smart, mobile, and secure.
So you can easily print, scan, and copy remotely from your mobile device.
And now at Staples, save up to 20% on the all-new HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Plus, save up to $50 more in store when you trade in your old printer.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 5/4/19. See store or staples.com/HP OfficeJet Pro to learn more.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here and take control of the airwaves. We've been talking about the economy and this propaganda piece in the NPR that you've been sharing with us, Laura. We're going to get back into that story. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome, and you can bring up whatever you want. We ended up talking about education as well. I know you've got a story that you wanted to share with us. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. It's 855-450-3733. And Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin Cash related. Bitcoin.com can help you choose a Bitcoin Cash wallet, buy some Bitcoin Cash, and even show you where you can spend your Bitcoin Cash. You can read the latest news or engage with the community on the Bitcoin Forum over at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com as we continue here. So we were talking about alternatives to government education, and we talked about private schools, it's government schools, so you got a story.
Yeah, my daughter was, she was in public school for a little while. She was in public school from kindergarten to the fifth grade, I think. So around maybe third grade, I was pulling the kids out of school for a week to go to Disney World. And so I informed the principal of the school, I'm taking my daughter out for a week, we're going to go to Disney World. And the principal told me that I was not allowed to do that. So what do you mean?
Well, your daughter, not your daughter.
You know, well, the principal said, that's not an excused absence, family. And I said, but it's a family vacation. I'm taking her out. She's not just, you know, not showing up. And you allow up to 10 absences a year. So this will be 5. She's fine. She hasn't missed too many classes. And she said, but it's not an excused absence, so you can't do it. I said, what do you mean I can't do it? I mean, if you do this, I will refer you over to the police.
Wow.
And they will... they will give you a citation.
Just coming right out with it.
Yeah. She said after 3 days, you'll get a citation. On the fourth or fifth day, a policeman will show up at your house.
Wow.
And I said, well, what if I, you know, what if I don't pay? He said, he'll arrest you. And I was like, this is ridiculous. I'm taking my, you're telling me.
You're an attorney and you didn't know what would happen. Did you just ask that for the effect?
Well,
you must have known,
it's not
right?
something we cover in immigration law, really.
Okay. Wow.
So, yeah, they were going to send a cop to my house for, I said, really, you're going to arrest me?
That's what
me.
Happens every time you don't pay a fine, just so you know. Men with guns will come.
Right. You're going to arrest me for taking my children to Disney
World. In front of your children, they will arrest
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
and then they'll take your children.
She's like, I'm sorry, ma'am, I don't make the rules.
You know, I'd love to see someone like this. I mean, I'm so glad that I'm not in one of these things because I know what my answer would be.
You mean you're not a parent?
That I'm not
like
a parent, that I'm not, you know, I don't have to deal with the public school because I'd be like, well, your name is a matter of public record, so now I'm going to look up where you live, and you better hope you don't have any property violations, because obviously you can't exercise any sort of free will, and we need to report every single violation.
Right.
So if you have anything that violates any of the city ordinances and codes, it's going to be reported. You better be on your best behavior.
So you're more than happy to,
threaten them right back.
Actually, what I did was I looked at some of the bylaws for the schools, and I sent her the section that says actually the principal gets to decide what an excused absence is.
Oh, so she didn't even know her
Right, she
rules.
Did not know that
not.
She could actually make the
she
decision.
She just is a petty tyrant.
Yeah.
But what her administration told me, one of her administrators sort of took me aside and said, here's how you do it. You withdraw your daughter from school, because you're allowed to withdraw your kids from school and, you know, homeschool them, whatever you want to do. And you're also allowed to change your mind.
I see.
So the assistant says you withdraw her from school, and then when you get back, you re-enroll her, and everything's fine. And she said, that's how everybody does it. Like, this is ridiculous. Why? Why?
So this other bureaucrat advised you on the loophole.
Yes. And apparently that's the way everybody does it. And the reason that the school doesn't try to stop people from doing that, but they do try to stop people from the first one, is the school gets their funding based on how many days of attendance the students have, but they don't have to count students who aren't enrolled.
Are withdrawn.
It's about money for the school.
Of course it is. It's about money and control,
yes.
Of course. But yeah. Wow, thank you for sharing that that story. I'm sure other parents can relate to having an experience like that. And, you know, one of my other dreams I'd love to see parents do someday is get one of these conversations on the record. Pull out a video camera and start recording these school bureaucrats and the ridiculous things that they say.
Mm-hmm.
Because frequently we'll hear stories like yours over the years of doing this show. We've heard, you know, similar outrageous stories of how bureaucrats at government schools behave.
Threatened to arrest me for taking my children to Disney World. Yes.
Hold on. Let's get this on the record. What did you just say? Of course, better if you had the camera running the entire time. And then, of course, you would likely see some very nasty reactions right up front, because a lot of bureaucrats do not like being recorded. They like being able to threaten you in private. They don't want their threats to go out where other people can see them. And they know that that's what they're going to do. So they're going to get threatened by the fact that you have the camera and will respond like a cornered animal, basically, demanding that you, I mean, likely demanding that you leave their office, turn the camera off, that you have no right to record, that they don't consent to your recording, and so on and so forth. Well, look, these are government bureaucrats. Mm-hmm. They are on the job, and you are the person that they are forcing to pay for their salary. So, to some extent, you have a right to record what they do. Now, that doesn't mean you can follow them into the bathroom stall, necessarily.
Right.
But otherwise, if they are saying you need to come talk to them, first of all, you probably have no obligation to talk to them, just like with the police. But if you're going to go meet with them, why not get it on the record? What do they have to hide? The old question about, you know, people and, well, wow, what do you got to hide? You know, like the response to people who actually want to be private.
Uh-huh.
Well, the same thing's true for them. They're public employees, and so they should not have anything to hide. They should be able, whatever it was they were going to say.
Public business, yeah.
Or your own private business with them. Because you can make it public if you would like to by simply pulling out a video camera. But they don't like that. And I've advised people who are kids at the school to try this. But, of course, they have rules in some places they can't have a phone or at certain times can't have a phone. But there's no way they can tell you as a parent, walking into a parent-teacher conference or walking in to speak with a bureaucrat in the office or whoever, that you can't record that interaction. But you never see it. Nobody ever does it. It's very rare. The only time you see videos out of school are like, I just the other day saw some cops dragging a 16-year-old girl down a flight of stairs. So every now and then you'll see some kind of physical abuse on the part of like school cops or whatever. But when's the, I mean, has anyone ever seen like footage of some school bureaucrat just losing their S in front of parents or threatening parents? Or threatening one of the students, like, openly, it's very rare that anything like that comes forth, because I think people aren't of the mindset of, I need to get this on the record.
Mm.
Now, to some extent, some people have been trained to do that with the police. We've seen a better ability of the average person to be willing to pull out a video camera, especially when it's somebody else who's being victimized by the police, to record that happening. So we've seen a lot more of that because everybody has a camera. Nobody wants to see their fellow man be harmed like that. And so it's the one thing that the average person can do in that circumstance besides yelling at the cops.
I can think of a few fellow men that I wouldn't mind that seeing that happen to, but go on.
Well, whatever floats your boat. But
a few choice people.
Generally, most people can empathize with their fellow man and or woman, and they don't want those things to happen. So they do the right thing, and they pull out their camera, even though there's some risk to pulling out a video camera in front of an angry cop. There's a chance they can turn against you and trump up some charges or maybe smash your camera or perhaps beat you for doing that. So I'm grateful for everybody that takes those risks.
Incidentally, if I had recorded any conversation with the principal against her will, my daughter would have killed me. I wanted to, the school had a dress code, and I wanted her to break the dress code.
Oh,
I wanted her to wear the wrong socks or something like that. And she would like, and I would talk to her about this, like, let's do the pink socks instead of the white socks. And she's like, Mom, just let me wear the uniform.
Oh, that's so
she's
sad.
She's like, Mom, stop making a scene.
See, she didn't know she had a cool mom in that case, because that's pretty cool. Like, you know, a mom that's actually willing to encourage school civil disobedience.
Well, I told her not to do her homework, and she's like, I'm just going to do it.
Was this
tricks
like reverse psychology?
That weren't obedient children.
Right.
No,
tell
it was
them
like,
not to.
It was like first, second grade. I said, it's ridiculous for them to give you homework before the fourth grade. There's actually been some studies that it doesn't help, and it just makes the kids miserable, and then they start hating school. So I said, they should not be giving homework before age four. Don't do it. If they give you homework, don't even do it. And she just said, I'm just going to do the homework, Mom, okay? Just let me do my homework.
And this wasn't like a brilliant tactic of yours to get her to do the homework.
No, I wanted her to not do it.
Okay.
On principle.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We got more on this deregulation, which we started the very beginning of the hour, a story about the IMF, NPR reporting, and I don't know even how, you know, at what point we are in that story.
There's a couple paragraphs left, but it does have a surprise ending in the final paragraph.
Yeah, so they're talking about these mega companies that keep increasing what they describe as market power, which we looked up the definition of that, and that is basically any amount of amount over the typical level of profit made in an open competitive market, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an ability that certain companies have because they're essentially granted a protective monopoly or oligopoly status by governments. We'll get into it deeper here in just a little bit. Hour number two is on the way. You can take control of the airways here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, 855-450-3733. Then, Johnson, you've got a story about the workers, and we'll get into that, too. It's Free Talk Live.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over the stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.